Hey guys, what's going on? Brandon Lynette here. I know it's been a hot minute. I think I'm getting my shit back together, but no promises. I'll try to be here once or twice a week. Again, we'll get consistent back at it. I had technical difficulties. I think we're back. The sound is good, at least on my other podcast it is. So let's jump into two truths and a lie. The government is messing with the weather as key election day approaches. We've got majority. Trump has the support of the majority of congressional Republicans. And Senator Kennedy let us know that if we spend enough money, climate change will change. Okay, so let's talk about the truths and the lie. There were weather warnings issued. Okay, so that's true. And Trump is getting backed by some of the Republicans who decided to stand up and show that they have a pair of balls. And Senator Kennedy actually flipped the script. Okay, that was a lie. He called bullshit because, when they're re requesting $50 trillion to become carbon neutral, their idea, their plan, okay, is to become carbon neutral by year 2050. How does that reduce the world temperatures? And he called them out on their bullshit. They don't know. Okay, they just want us to spend that $50 trillion, and they have no fucking idea whether it's going to reduce world temperatures. Okay. This topic is funny to me because I literally jumped on Facebook tonight to do one of my regular posts, and one of my friends posted the weather map. And it's really funny because the temperatures all drop straight to the southern border. But right at the southern border, across the entire map, there's a straight line where the temperatures go back to being normal. So, I wear the tinfoil hat. I think everything's a conspiracy. Yes, I think the government fucks with our weather as much as they, are making us sick and doing all this other bullshit. I think they're fucking with our weather. So, do I think they can control the lines and the areas on a map where there are fires and cold temperatures? Yes, yes, I do. I think that it's mad scientists just trying to control shit. So, I do respect Kennedy. He gets it. Okay. I think it's very cool. This whole, I'm a little shocked that there was even a global warming discussion right now. I thought those guys like stay cool until the temperatures heat up. Okay. They're coming out when the temperatures are dropping. It's a little bizarre. Okay. What is the Earth's perfect temperature? Do we know that? And how much money do we have to spend to get there? How quickly can it be done? Which countries are going to pay for it? Who benefits? Okay. Where does the money go and what are they going to be doing with it? Make it make sense. Okay. Because it fucking doesn't. It doesn't. Their whole agenda is going to be torn apart. And I think the more that America is giving in to, this bullshit technology, the worse off we're going to be. So if we really want to stand up and think about the things that we can control, it's little things like, even taking your power back at the self-checkout. Like, they're not paying me to scan my shit. Why do I go there? Why do I go to the self-checkout? They're hoping I do because I'm antisocial. They're hoping I do because I want to talk to anyone, whatever it is. They're hoping that people just give in to that, right? We have to stand up for little shit like that. Okay. It's little things like that. And yes, I do think, these warning issues with the weather, I think that was absolutely a manipulation. It's always something, okay? Just like now they're threatening this new illness. Now, did we fuck around and find out? Yes, they played us. They played us with COVID. It was created. It was a purposefully mastered fucking plan, okay? I really believe that they had their worst interest. Okay, they're trying to do some of this population control and just overall control in general. Okay, they have a whole ass agenda. Yes, I say they. We're talking global elites. We're talking people that we don't even know who the fuck they are. Okay, if we know their names, they're not the big players in this game. They're not the people playing God. I mean, you guys have seen those fucked up shows like where rich people get so bored that they start hunting humans, like they release humans onto their land and then fucking hunt them, like just random shit. That shit's real, okay? That shit happens. Rich people get bored and they want to fuck around and find out. And that's what they're doing. They're playing with us. Okay. But just they'll do anything to fuck with, you know, election days and voting. It has been proven again and again that this election was fucked. Okay. 2020 was fucked. And we have to take our power back and not let them get away with it again. What needs to happen? I mean, if you ask my husband, someone needs to swing from the gallows. Okay. Literally, people need to die. And on some level, I agree with that. I, you know, there's no accountability. There's no accountability. Who gets in trouble? No one. No accountability. You can kill someone and be out on the street in 5 years. But if you, you know, were a part of January 6th, I mean, you're fucked. Okay. So it's their agenda. If you're playing their game and feeding, you know, racism and making sure that the country stays divided and doing all this bullshit, nothing's going to happen to you. Okay. If you're trafficking babies and you're part of their whole sex scandal, everybody's excited about Jeffrey Epstein's list. Okay. Yeah, bitch, that came out. Okay. Everyone's excited, but for what? For what? Like, what is going to happen to these people? What I think should happen when you're fucking with kids? Yes, I do think that, you know, there should be a public hanging. My husband said it should be a pay-per-view, and then those people can take the money and fund the families for, you know, therapy, counseling, healing, whatever it is. Okay. They could do whatever the fuck they want with that money. It's just, it's insane. Okay. But the temperature didn't stop anybody from going out. It did not stop Trump. He showed the fuck up and they're saying he's not our president. Come on. Okay. I would never imagine that Biden would go out in some cold ass weather like that and show up. And Trump is slaughtering the polls right now. I know a lot of people really like Vivek. I like him. I love the kid. I think he's great. I love that he's calling people out. There's still a little bit of trust issue with me because I feel like, you know, he's going to Obama our ass. Like he's saying all the right things, but what if, you know, there's the what if, but blind faith, you guys, I'm just going to say a vote. We've got to vote for Trump. If you're not voting for him, you're going to fuck us. Okay. It's a wasted vote. We have to unite on this. I say Trump for 4 more years. Let's get our shit together. I mean, it's everywhere. Okay. Even MSNBC is showing that the popularity vote, people that trust our financial situation, they trust that in the hands of Trump. Okay. People are waking the fuck up. I love Vivek. It's not his time yet. He'll get his 8 years after Trump finishes his 4. I'm excited for that as long as he doesn't fuck us. But that's where I'm at with that. And half of the congressional Republicans are there. They are, you know, supporting him in his bid to reclaim the White House. So he's got 111 out of, I think it's 220 Republicans in the House and 24 out of 49 in the Senate. And that's, you know, he won back Marco Rubio and Julia Letlow. She's in Louisiana, I believe. So shit's happening. They can see his obvious domination in the polls. I mean, he's crushing it across the board. And I'm excited for that. I mean, the world is waking up, you guys. So no matter what is happening, the direction we're headed, I think people are, you know, becoming more aware because this is what's happening. All of the shady ass shit, okay? All of the manipulation, all of this destruction, the people that want to just tear down the United States, they're doing it in front of our face, out in the open. They're telling us what they're doing, okay? I have seen the Fauci bullshit. Like, why is this guy not being put to death, okay? He's responsible for the murder of so many people, not just humans. I mean, we all know we fucked around with animals too, okay? Responsible. And this dude is playing dumb. And so I can't get incredibly upset over this because I do, you know, I believe in God and I think there will be justice and it may not be for me to see, but it would be nice for all the people that he's murdered, you know, for them to have peace of mind. Instead, he's just playing dumb. Like he's some old guy who doesn't remember the social distancing. I don't know where that came from. I don't remember saying anything about that. Yeah, he's ridiculous. Okay. He's ridiculous. So let's get Trump back in the game. Let's get our finances back on track. Okay. Let's get our borders secure. I mean, can we take some notes from other countries when it comes to borders? Okay, because we have Egypt, okay, built a massive border to keep the Gazans out, okay? Massive parallel, I can't talk, parallel border walls. They did an underground steel wall that extends 60 feet below. Why are we not securing our border like this? Oh, that's right, because how can we not continue sex trafficking if we're not letting people buy and sell kids from across the border and then having all of these people come in and commit atrocities across the border? I mean, Americans are waking up to the bullshit that the Dems have put out there. Okay. They're waking up to this. They're not playing the game anymore. So why wouldn't we coddle and bring in people who we can manipulate and bring in to be dependent on us and think that this is the greatest country ever? Because we're going to give you money. We're going to feed you. We're going to kick our kids out of school so you can live here. You're going to build apartments, houses, you're taking care of, free health care, all the shit. Okay. So we can manipulate you. That's what they want. And that's this stuff. Okay. This stuff just can really piss a person off. Okay. And you could get super angry. But at the end of the day, no matter how much we think people should pay for this, okay, people should pay for their mass murder and, you know, creating sickness and releasing diseases out into the world, like murder, just genocide here. Okay. No matter how much they're doing this, what are we going to do? Okay. It's not like we're going to drive up and just, you know, we can't shoot Fauci ourselves, right? That's not an option. It's not an option. So what can we do? Instead of getting pissed off and worked up, you think about what does the government want? Okay. They want us sick. They want us unhealthy. They want us dependent upon them. And they don't want us to think for ourselves. So what can you do? You can keep asking questions. You can keep having conversations. Get smart about how the government works so we could take our power back. Because the thing is, we're fighting each other instead of fighting the government. If we could all just stand up and stop feeding into, you know, other people's delusions and all this bullshit. If we could just come together as a fucking human, I don't care if you have a penis, I don't care if you have a vagina, I don't care who you like to fuck, I don't care about any of that. Not our business. I don't care what your pronouns are. We have to stand up to this government because they forgot who they work for. So let's get smart. Let's educate our kids that the government works for us, okay? We're not their fucking slaves. We're not their test bunnies. We're not their fucking guinea pigs. This is it. We've got, you know, these people push this virus and have this whole power grab, and it worked. And they're amping up to do it again. Okay. We know that they want us afraid, and they're going to make sure it's something bigger and scarier. So you're going to hear about all the scariest stuff. But here's what we know. Okay. The fake pandemic, that's over. We get it. They jabbed enough people to depopulate the earth by billions in like 5 to 10 years. They have plausible deniability. And once the die-off begins, no one's going to blame the vaccines because they're just going to go down the memory hole. People are going to forget, okay? But the animal testing kind of showed us what's going to happen. The die-off is slow, but absolutely it's going to happen. I thought, honestly, I thought vaccines were just a, it was profit. It was all about profit, okay? But it's not. This is aftermarket, okay? Because you've got all these fucking illnesses, cancers, autoimmune diseases, paralysis, infertility, diabetes, leukemia, all of this. Do you know how much revenue Big Pharma is making? Never, never has the government given a fuck about your public health. They do not give a fuck about you, okay? There's money in illness, and vaccines are more than just a profit game, okay? That's it. Be aware of what you're putting in your body. Take care of your own health. That means you've got to feed your mind some good shit. Okay. You can't just be, you know, fear-mongering and going crazy through the media until you make yourself sick because we can't control those things. We can't control who should have the death penalty and who shouldn't. Not at this moment, okay? I do think there should be a whole revolution where people are held accountable. How you get away with murder, okay? I would lose my fucking mind if I did not have an incredible sense of faith to know that justice will be coming. They just don't have souls. There's no empathy. There's no compassion. They don't have souls. There is no future for them. This is it. This is their highlight reel. This is their legacy. Killing innocent humans. That's their legacy. How they sleep at night, I guarantee they're probably dope the fuck up, okay? Because I couldn't imagine anybody could ever have a sober mind and sober heart having done so many incredible evils, okay? It doesn't make any sense. And a lot of things don't in the world. So the most important thing you can do right now is to get your house in order, okay? Take care of your shit, get your health up. Take your vitamin C, wash your fucking hands, okay? We don't need to wear a mask. We don't need to freak out, because I promise that fear and the worry of what's coming, if you're constantly like, oh my God, what is the sickness they're going to put upon us? Like, worry weakens your immune system, okay? That's science. Don't take my word for it. Look it the fuck up, okay? When you worry and you live in a fear state, or you keep thinking the same thought over and over, you wear your body down. So you've got to be strong in what you're thinking, thanking God that you're healthy, and then following the steps to be healthy, okay? Get some fresh air every single day. Go for a walk, get some steps in, eat some healthy food, okay? Get your ass out of the drive-thru, dump the fast food burgers. Don't just go willy-nilly and get a bunch of vaccines because you're afraid of what's coming and they're promising you some kind of health and cure-all, because fuck that, okay? Pharma has owned your ass for a very long time. Follow the money, baby. Follow the money. That's what it's about. There's a whole agenda out here, and I guarantee it's not to take care of you. You have to take care of you. And mentally, emotionally, that matters. You've got to get your emotions in alignment. You have to stay in that awareness. You have to be someone who can stay in a positive state of mind, who can see the positive perspective, or you will make yourself sick, okay? Anxiety, depression, worry, fear, all of that puts you right into the hands of the government, okay? And I'm all about doing what they don't want. They do not want me free thinking. They do not want me to get my health under control. They do not want me to have an awareness of my body. They want me to be in a state of fear. They want me dependent, and they want to make sure they can control me. Take your power back, bitch. Have the conversations, okay? I want you guys to stay aware. Do not get lost in the fear-mongering, okay? Yeah, is bullshit coming? Absolutely. Handle your shit. Get your house in order. Pray for that protection, okay? You've got to bring God into your home at this moment. Pray over your kids every single night. Pray over your spouse. Thank God for the gratitude. Stay in a present awareness, okay? Stay in the moment. And be mindful every fucking day that you're doing exactly what they don't want you to do. This was fun, you guys. And I will be back. It wasn't so bad. I did start to kind of like, before all my technology shit was going squirrely, reading these headlines can make a person crazy. And it's just like the nonsense bullshit, okay? Like, we've got that governor... Oh my God, what's his name? It starts with a P. Pritzker, okay, signed legislation making Illinois the most welcoming state to migrants, okay? Having a fucking toddler meltdown, literal toddler meltdown, because Republican governors are sending migrants to his state, okay? They're giving him what he asked for, and he's losing his mind, begging for mercy, okay? Because this migrant crisis, it's spiraling out of control. It just doesn't make sense. So it's easy to get super pissed off, okay? It's easy to get pissed off and think like, what? Are they so stupid? Are they so stupid? This shit was making me sick, okay? It was making me very frustrated. I was internalizing it. It didn't feel good. I've learned to be able to have these conversations without making it an emotional part of my well-being, where I could have the conversation, but know without a doubt that I've got my faith in order. I've got my house in order. I'm keeping my health in check, doing the things, okay? When you could check all the boxes, it's easier to be able to bring this stuff into your awareness, because I do think staying informed is important. So you guys tune in here to Two Truths and a Lie. I'm going to keep you informed. We're not going to get emotional about it. What we're going to do is stand up for ourselves, take our power back, and put our family in order, okay? We are going to rebel against whatever the government wants us to do. That's it. That's it. We're not going to be controlled. We're not going to fall for their scares. and we're definitely not going to comply. Okay, say it with me. I will not comply. I will not comply. Okay. All right. I'll see you guys later.